Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big shout out to our pal JP Finley for joining in the last segment. If you missed any of my conversation with JP, use the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature. And go back to the 8:30 segment to get the latest on the Washington Commanders coaching search. Plenty to get to. The final hour of Power Overtime coming up next here. We'll switch gears here a little bit. Go all things NBA. A little NBA trade deadline primer coming up for you. We got our pal Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, longtime NBA insider, with us right now in studio. Scoop B., you know how black people get with the Happy New Year joint? Is January 22nd, but Happy New Year, my brother.
Happiest of New Year's.
Appreciate you giving us some time, my man.
Of course.
So we got you plugged up with headphones. I brought you in the segment early because I want to get your thoughts on this. You being an NBA insider, I want to let you hear some audio from another NBA insider. It's Shams Charania of The Athletic with the latest on the Washington Wizards and what they could potentially be looking to do at the trade deadline.
I hate to do this to you. Is anyone on this team untouchable?
The reality is there's one player that is off the table for the Wizards, and that's their top pick in last year's draft, Bilal Coulibaly. That's okay. The reality of it. That's the one player that is not on the table. But Kyle Kuzma, Tyus Jones, they're going to get calls for both of them at this trade deadline.
Tyus Jones, I think, would be a great addition somewhere.
For any team. I mean, any team that needs a point guard.
Scoop, when you hear that, what is your reaction? Because I think initially when I hear it, I'm like, I think the headline probably grabs people more than the actual information. Of course. Nobody is untouchable on the Washington Wizards. We're 7-33. We suck.
Did you actually say that?
I mean, it's crazy.
Well, yeah. From what I know, the Bilal part, I know that the Wizards are very high on Bilal Coulibaly, rookie, and you know, exponentially has just grown and raised his value. But the Kuzma part of it, that's splashy to most. You know, I've had in contact with folks within the Mavs organization who have salivated over the potential of Kyle Kuzma. You know, they as an organization, I'm told, believe that he is a solid 3-and-D. He is a piece that is missing on that team alongside Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. And, you know, it's all a matter of, you know, fit. Multiple reports have surfaced that, you know, the Wizards won't discuss anything if it doesn't involve two first-rounders. Kyle Kuzma definitely is someone who would fit like a glove, has a relationship with Jason Kidd, being part of that Los Angeles Lakers team that won a championship in the bubble in 2020.
I forgot about that.
And you know, and there's other pieces. Jared Dudley, who's now an assistant coach on that team, who, you know, was a player when Kyle Kuzma was there. His vet. But I think for Dallas, it solves a problem. The other thing about the Mavs, you know, from folks that I've spoken with on that side, they think he's much more of a better defender than he's given credit for. And that, you know, he could do some things. He'd be a third option and more. But, you know, these are conversations that I was having as far back as October. And what was essentially going on is Dallas didn't have the room to make a move in the summertime. You know, you had to resign Kyrie Irving. But Indiana was a team that was very high on Kuzma going into free agency. And ultimately, he resigned with the Wizards.
It's interesting. We know Wizards Twitter, at least, Scoop, you know, is a cesspool. But everyone wants to get rid of Kyle Kuzma, and I've always been of this belief, right? And I know people are going to say, huh? You got to keep some talent on your roster, right? This is a 7-win team right now. Obviously, if you get a deal that knocks your socks off for Kuz, you can't hesitate on pulling the trigger. But from an emotional fan's perspective, Scoop, I love what Kyle's done in the community, wasting no time ingratiating himself. He's become a part of DC to this point. And I kind of get emotional, not facetiously, I'm obviously being facetious when I say that, but like to see him potentially be on the way out, it's tough because we've watched him grow over the past 3 years. Anyone out there that doesn't understand what Kyle Kuzma is and you get distracted by the fancy clothes and him dyeing his hair, he's a bucket and he's a gym rat that has continued to grow his game while here in DC, and he's now even taking on a leadership role. So if they do decide to move on from him, the team that gets him is getting a winner.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with Kyle dating back to his Laker days. Yeah. And the thing that he's done at every stop so far in his NBA career is really envelope himself into the community. Yeah. He and his mother, Carrie, who, you know, is head of his foundation, he did some stuff over the Christmas holiday in, I believe it was Southwest, D.C., and partnered with Good. But does a lot of good things in the community. He's done a lot of good things in Flint. Everywhere he goes, he leaves it better than he left it. And I don't want to eulogize him because he's still a member of the Washington Wizards, but there is interest out there. And as things grow, there'll be more interest. You talk about Tyus Jones. There are teams out there like the New York Knicks who are looking for his services, teams like the Miami Heat who are looking as well. So even the Los Angeles Lakers. So, you know, there are a lot of teams that will be calling. I think the Jordan Poole aspect from folks that I've spoken with on the Washington side of things, it seems like the Jordan Poole aspect of it is, you know, he does well for eyes. He does well for engagement. He does well for viewership. But whether they're going to build around him, you know, going into the season, the philosophy was that you know, they weren't necessarily going to be that good. But the focus was, you know, bringing eyes to the team with guys who get eyes like Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole. But ultimately, I'm still not, and I've said this on every visit on your show, I'm not sure the direction that the Washington Wizards are going because it feels like they remind me a lot of the Orlando Magic where, you know, a lot of players come through, they don't stay, they're traded or they ask out or they leave. Like, so what is their goal? So I'm interested to see what that is long term, just earnestly, not even trying to poke fun, not even trying to shade, you know, but it just seems like they're providing players who go on to go elsewhere and do what they do. So, you know, if you're going to trade Kuzma, how do you build a long-term? The other factor of is Daniel Gafford. The Knicks have had interest in Gafford for some time. And there are some other teams out there, but the Knicks is a name that I hear quite a bit.
We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, longtime NBA insider, in studio with us. We're doing a little bit of an NBA trade deadline primer. We gave you the latest on a couple of members of the Washington Wizards. When we get back, Scoop, I'll ask you to kind of project what type of capital the Wizards could get back for a guy like a Kyle Kuzma, Daniel Gafford, and Tyus Jones. All that and more next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The final hour of power here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock tonight before handing things over to Bart Winkler in CBS Sports Radio. We got our pal Brandon Scoop Me Robinson in studio with his longtime NBA reporter. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter at Brandon. I'm
Scoop B.
Scoop B.
Make sure you subscribe to the Scoopy Radio Podcast. Check out weekly episodes of Scoopy Talks over the Bovada family of networks. And follow me on Instagram as well, Scoop B. Scoop B everything all year. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. Trying to make the most of all the reports that are coming out. We're like 2 or 3 weeks away from the NBA's trade deadline. And in the last segment, we talked about the Washington Wizards and some guys that could potentially be on the move for them. If you're just joining us, anybody, and we've been saying this for the past month or so, it feels like anybody is up for grabs on the Washington Wizards. Nobody is untradeable, and when you've got the record that they have, it makes sense. A couple of names that we've been hearing, Brandon. Daniel Gafford, Tyus Jones, Kyle Kuzma, Jordan Poole is someone that you even brought up. In terms of potential return for those guys, in terms of draft capital or a young asset, who do you think nets the most for them right now?
As far as teams go?
Yes.
I mean, you look across the NBA.
As far as the capital for each of these guys, who do you think has the biggest return from another team?
A couple teams. I think in a world where everybody's going to the Lakers and everybody's going to the Clippers or the Nets, I think teams like Oklahoma, teams like the Pelicans, teams like to a degree, the Hawks have something to offer. Yeah, and the Nets have expiring contracts as well as young talent. But I think when it's time to play ball, the team that stands out to the most to me that has the most to offer probably a combination of Oklahoma and New Orleans. And and talking to people across the league, it's been said to me that, the Pelicans aren't looking to make a huge splash, but they're looking for a rim protector. Daniel Gafford fits that mold, So you look at that, they have not just players to offer, but draft capital, as do the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder have capital all the way up to when we become grandparents at this point. They have so much stuff. So I think when you look, it makes sense if, the Lakers or the Knicks are looking to make a deal, the Washington Wizards could be that third team. It was reported today that the Atlanta Hawks, one of the snags is, what the whole D'Angelo Russell thing was, how many picks would go back and forth. So, that's where Washington could come in and kind of swoop in. You also look at the Charlotte Hornets and, Terry Rozier as a player who could make some noise. So there's a lot of different factors with picks and teams building for the future.
I think the biggest takeaway from all of that is it's crazy. Fans out there are probably like, who the hell would trade anything for anybody on the Wizards? It's not that simple. It's not an apples to apples comparison. They're 7-35 right now, yet they probably got the best tradable assets across the association right now. If I'm Mike Winger, if I'm Will Dawkins, I'm licking my chops at the opportunity to potentially expedite this rebuild. One thing I wanted to ask you too, Scoop, I know it seems like they're playing hardball right now when it comes to Kuzma. How much of that has to do with the framework of Pascal's deal that got done last week, and how much of it is they understand Kyle Kuzma's worth with that team-friendly contract?
Well, the NBA is a monkey see, monkey do, copycat league. So whatever happens here happens there. You saw it even on the coaching side with Eric Spoelstra, what he got, and then what future coaches will get on that side. As far as Siakam goes, I think the only difference between Siakam and Kuzma is that I think Kuzma, first of all, the similarity is that they were assets two championship teams. Siakam in 2019, you know, people were comparing Siakam to Scottie Pippen. Next, standing alongside Kawhi, I think in the situation of Kuzma, Kuzma was the third option next to Anthony Davis and LeBron. But I think their similarity is what they can do for a team that's looking to be a contender. I think that for Kuzma and the Wizards, I think that if the Wizards don't see a deal that they like, that's something you can revisit in the offseason. And you've seen that many of times.
Draft day trades, potentially.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you look at Lonzo Ball when he was a member of the Pelicans. Yep. The Bulls were looking to make a move at the deadline a couple years ago, and they ended up waiting until he became a free agent and then got him. Lonzo. So, you know, you see situations like that where that's revisited. Same with Kyle Lowry that summer where he became a member of the Heat. Kyle Lowry is also another name that's been buzzing a lot. I know that's not Washington-centered, but certain teams will look to add him as a veteran at the deadline as well. So, you know, I don't think he's coming to Washington, but ultimately you're going to see, you made mention of the fact that the team has only won 7 games. There are things on that roster that are attractive that they can build around other situations. And that's what I think. I think Kuzma, if you don't find a deal that's worthy now, you wait until the offseason and try to spurn something up at the draft, as you mentioned.
And I know we've heard rumblings about Daniel Gafford for the past month or so, probably further back with you knowing how plugged in you are. How much does Marvin Bagley's ascension maybe push Washington to make this deal? Because you can't tell me, Scoop, watching him hoop, he's putting up Daniel Gafford numbers in half the amount of minutes.
Gafford is such an interesting case because I go back to Daniel when he was in Chicago playing alongside Zach LaVine and others, and he was kind of like a throw-in going to Washington.
Which is crazy. Blessing in disguise.
If I can use a Washington reference, I think it's kind of, not maybe the same, but just like a Ben Wallace type story.
I like that comparison.
Where, you know, Ben Wallace was, if I'm not mistaken, somehow went from, was it Orlando to Washington or Washington to Orlando or however which way it was. But, you know, he found a home and he grew. And, you know, I think when you look at Gafford and what he does, he's a fan favorite. He can rebound the basketball. He's aggressive. You know, people joke about the fact that, you know, Kevin Durant crossed him a couple years ago, but he's been durable, and I think he's all reliable in a lot of ways. And all that glitters is not gold. Marvin Bagley is new, but I think for Gafford, I think he just has a look of a guy that's going to be a 10-plus year veteran and then can help some teams in the long run. Yeah. So, you know, I know as much as we talk about Washington having pieces that people want, you look at a team like the Portland Trail Blazers and a similar, or Detroit Pistons in a similar situation where there's pieces that people want.
Yeah.
So, if you're Washington, you make the decision, do we want the long and steady or do we want the flash in the pan as it relates to you making a comparison as to whether or not you keep Bagley or you let go of Gafford?
Now, in terms of, like, potential return for a guy like a Daniel Gafford, does it depend on the destination? Because I know him as a backup to Derek Lively in Dallas sounds amazing. With Mitchell Robinson being down with the Knicks, I think he comes in and can plug and play.
The Mitchell Robinson replacement is something, as I mentioned, about the New York Knicks. The thing is that when you look at the Knicks, they've been trying to get rid of Evan Fournier for some time now.
I know.
They just...
he's back in the rotation, it looked like. kind of.
But here's the thing. So the other day, I think a week and a half ago, I put out a report that the New York Knicks were open to moving Julius Randle. Open to moving. But what happens is in those situations, you oftentimes showcase players when they're at their highest so that there's a tail of the tape to go off of.
Right.
Same in, you look at Los Angeles where you have D'Angelo Russell who's been playing well. And so
timing is everything.
Exactly. So when you go back to your question, Fournier, what hole does he fill? If you get rid of Tyus, for example, you bring in Fournier, does that help the Wizards situation? I don't know. But then you look at Grimes, who's been playing well for the New York Knicks for a while. You know, they've gotten a boost because OG Anunoby has been successful on that team alongside you know, others on that team. So I think when it comes down to it, it's the return part of the rebuild, or is the return part of the flip?
I think that's you laid it out beautifully there, and I think something that's been reported by yourself and others is the Wizards not really interested in draft capital in this year's draft, but that 2026 draft, 27, where you're going to have potentially franchise-altering talents being picked 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, because listen, in our field, to use a pop culture example, we all want that Cat Williams interview that's going to go viral, right?
For sure.
Comparatively in basketball, you want that Wembanyama that's going to be a transcendent force on a basketball roster. And comparatively in 2027, a lot of people feel within circles that's going to be a moving piece there.
Yeah.
But to kind of go back to what you said about Derek Lively, who I got to know while he was at Duke and during his draft process with the Mavs. He loves it in Dallas. So he's a fit that came out of nowhere to some, being the 10th pick. And many people thought it was just going to be Kyrie and Luka's basketball to score.
Well, if you watch Duke last year, man, the boy is a rim-running threat.
Yeah,
so.
But, imagine a world where if you moved Gafford and Kuzma to Dallas, and you bring in Lively to Washington, that's a piece, that's a build for the future, alongside of Marvin Bagley.
That's interesting.
So, like that's the part I'm thinking about. You talk
it's a
about
lot of moving parts.
It's
yeah.
a lot of moving parts. So, I think Dallas, who's trying to win now,
right?
Moving a Kuzma there, there was a belief by many odds makers that after the whole debacle with Draymond Green, that Draymond would get shipped to Dallas. That could be a player. But I feel like taking a step back a month later, that type of piece at the small forward, power forward, center position is a piece that Kuzma would fill more at the 3-4 if he's moved to Dallas. So that's the piece that they're missing. They need a third option.
Yeah, especially when you talk about what Kyle can bring them offensively in comparison to a guy like Draymond Green. Plenty of NBA trade deadline discussion coming up on the other side of this break. I'll ask Scoop about the top of the Western Conference. One thing we've talked about ad nauseum here on Overtime, two teams atop the West right now, the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Some people feel like they're not ready to take that next step. We'll hear what Scoop has to say on the Thunder and the Timberwolves next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock tonight. Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, longtime NBA insider, in studio with the scoop. Did you see this notification? The reason I was cheesing coming back from break so hard, Joel Embiid.
59 points.
Up to 63.
Good.
With 5.5 left to go in the fourth quarter. Goodness gracious. And Dave McMenamin of ESPN pointing this out. I wasn't familiar. It's the anniversary of Kobe's 81-point game. So for Joel Embiid to be in his bag like this offensively, I wanted to talk about the Timberwolves and the Thunder coming out of the break, Scoop. But got to get your thoughts on Joel Embiid, because I personally challenged him on this very program when they got eliminated by the Boston Celtics. I said, JoJo, you should be embarrassed, man. The way that Nikola Jokic is dominating and carrying his team, yet you're not in good enough basketball shape to where y'all can get up and down. They got to wait for you to go post up. They got to wait for you to get to the elbow to run the offense. Whatever he did this offseason, and I'm going to credit a certain veteran that they brought in, Scoop. I think Pat Bev has had a tremendous impact on Joel Embiid and his work ethic and trying to get the most out of the big fella.
I think it's not just Pat. So, yes, mm-hmm. Pat Bev definitely on the defensive end, but also their head coach and the assistant coaching staff. In one, Rico Hines, and also
I didn't even know Rico was, okay.
Bobby Jackson. Yeah, I spent some time with Rico in this summer in L.A. You know, he has his Rico Hines mm-hmm. run at UCLA, and after it was all over, I sat and broke bread with him, Lakers assistant Phil Handy, and former Wizard Rui Hachimura, okay. And just really, like, I learned that he was the assistant coach before it became news,
okay.
But he was so excited just about that whole process. A guy that I just learned played at UCLA and was playing in the backcourt some years ago. But to go back to your initial question, you look at Joel Embiid and what he's doing. What's going on?
Got some more breaking news. Big men in their bag tonight offensively. We got the most points ever scored in the first half from Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yes. 44? Yep. Yes.
It's fitting because we were just getting ready to start talking about those Timberwolves. I want to wrap up on Embiid here for a second. And this is, I honestly feel wrong asking you this. Do you think he plays enough games to where he's able to get that MVP?
I don't think he cares.
You don't think he cares?
No.
Because he already got one.
Yeah.
I hear that. On the Karl-Anthony Towns, though, Scoop, I've been really high on what the Timberwolves are doing. I think a lot of the conversations this summer when you talk about Minnesota was centered around that jump that Anthony Edwards was going to take, being in that MVP category. But the ancillary pieces around him, I think, are just as important to their hot start in the Western Conference. He is a guy, talking about Cat, him and Rudy Gobert in the front court, it gives you an offense-defense dynamic. But I mentioned some of those other guys, like Naz Reid and Big Bite, Mike Conley, as Anthony Edwards likes to call him, and Slow-Mo Kyle Anderson. When you look at the roster that Chris Finch and company have put together, is Minnesota a team that you think is ready to make that next step this year? Or do you think, we'll see?
They're there. I spent some time with Nas last month.
Okay.
You can check that out over at the Scoopy blog, scoopy.com. And one of the things we talked about was the difference between the transition from last year to this year. And, you know, Anthony Edwards is definitely the key that starts the engine. And I remember I asked Nas, I said, everybody talks about the Michael Jordan comparisons.
Yes.
I said, if you had to compare him to a car, what would it be? He said, probably a Lambo, because that's his swag. Yeah. That's how he walks and that's how he plays. So I think he's a Lambo. But the very thing that was interesting to me in our conversation was the difference between last year and this year and Carl and Rudy Gobert finding their rhythm together. He said the first year was kind of bumpy, mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes it takes time that you have to grow. He said those guys are in sync. And Mike Conley Jr. has been a big part of that. The trade deadline deal last year, I brought Mike Conley there and reunited Mike with Rudy Gobert, former teammates in Utah, now members of the Minnesota Timberwolves. There's a lot of pieces that flowed, and sometimes in basketball, you got to kind of go through those ebbs and flows to make that happen. But the most consistent teams in basketball across the board have been Minnesota, Philadelphia, and you can even say the Denver Nuggets.
But an
underdog story throughout the course of the season is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah.
That deal to get James Harden made every difference in the world for that team. He and Terrence Mann have clicked. He and Ivica Zubac, as well as the usual suspects in Paul George, as well as Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, the Clippers situation is interesting because I think James Harden, a lot of the times, gets a bad rap. He is a basketball head. He's a gym rat. He wants to hoop. He wants to win. But I think his scoring isn't what's making LA go right now. I think it's him being the setup man. I think it's him taking, and this is crazy to say, pressure off of Kawhi and Paul George. Paul George is having a career best shooting year in pretty much every statistical category from an efficiency standpoint. The health, though, for the Clippers, Scoop, has always been the big thing. Are they going to be available when the games count the most? What do you project happening with that? And then do you think they're a team that makes a move before this trade deadline to get some more front court depth to fill in that spot? Man by Zubac, who's hurt right now.
So I think Russell Westbrook was the insurance policy that they needed last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think going into this season, both Mason Plumlee as well as Daniel Theis were the insurance policy that they needed for Zubac.
Yeah.
Plumlee as well as Zubac play very well off of James Harden.
As the role guy,
As the big man. But I think scoring-wise, Terrence Mann, big contract year.
Yeah.
Figuring a lot of things out. If he plays well this season, he's dressing the part on social media. He's throwing galas in L.A. You know, if not in L.A., he'll be somewhere else getting a big payday. So, you know, but talking in season, you know, I look at this team and I think that James was the piece that they needed for this last hurrah.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you look at their loss in the playoffs last off season, and, you know, there was talk of, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks being a team that was very, very in on bringing in their head coach and Ty Lue to the Milwaukee
Bucks.
Could
you imagine Giannis and what Ty Lue would get out of Giannis?
Yeah, it would have been like Jason Kidd part two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Lillard there as well. But, yeah. You know, ultimately, I think for the Clippers, their biggest foe, in my mind, in the Western Conference is the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. I think the Nuggets are still a very well-oiled machine that, you know, with a healthy team can potentially repeat.
Here quickly, because we got to hit the break. I told you I'd ask you about the Thunder. What do you think about them and if they're ready to actually compete?
They're where they're supposed to be. You know, I spent time with them last season and Chet was not there. The addition of Chet alongside Shea, who's having an MVP season, along with the usual suspects and Lou Dort and others, I think that they're in a good position.
They are. I hope they're a team that is able to stay healthy during the stretch run of the season. They're young, but as you're seeing in the NFL playoffs, you saw it with the Green Bay Packers, sometimes that youth and inexperience makes you come out and play with your hair on fire. One final segment with Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. When we get back, I'll ask you about the other team in Los Angeles, the Lakers. We'll ask you about what you expect them to do at the trade deadline and your reaction to LeBron James' famous press conference from last week as he was trying to watch old Sonny Boy, Bronny James, get a bucket. That's next here on The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We got you up to speed on what Karl Anthony Towns did at the half, 44 points. Joel Embiid, according to super producer Uptown Don, just passed Wilt Chamberlain for the most points ever scored by a Sixer in a regulation contest. Joel Embiid right now, 24 of 41 from the field, 21 of 23 from the free throw line, 70 points on the anniversary of Kobe scoring his record-setting 81 points, man. It is... It's good to see the big men hooping right now. We got 5 minutes left to go on the program, Scoop. I promised I'd ask you about the Los Angeles Lakers. What do you anticipate them doing at the deadline, and do you think they can fix whatever bugaboos are ailing them right now?
I could see them staying put.
Okay.
But I think the DeJounte Murray portion of it has a lot of layers to it. But I feel like... they're still figuring it out. I'm of the belief that just because you have the option to trade and get better doesn't necessarily mean it produces a championship.
Right.
And we've seen that before. I think in this instance with D'Angelo Russell figuring it out, he has. Playing alongside Anthony Davis, playing alongside LeBron. I'd like to see them figure it out. But you know, if they find something smaller, minute, you go for it. But I think it's more the point guard position, less the two-guard or the three position.
See, it's interesting because when we talk about point guard, I think D'Lo had a great quote from a night or two ago about him having to be more aggressive offensively, playing with AD and playing with Bron. A lot of folks, Scoop, when you hear their complaints about the Lakers is the lack of shooting around LeBron and Anthony Davis. And it always makes me scratch my head because it's like the dudes that they filled out the roster with are good three-point shooters. It's not like, good is a strong word. They have league-average three-point shooting. What more could they have done this offseason to further advance this roster? Feels like right now they're just not playing well.
And injuries have been their Achilles heel. When you look at the organization, I thought Taurean Prince, the addition, was such a low-key great move. Mm-hmm. You know, keeping Jared Vanderbilt there. I thought the Gabe Vincent portion of it was the huge
that hadn't paid off disappointed. Yet,
no, it hasn't. Austin Reeves.
What do you think about the contract that he received? I know a lot was made about what he was able to do with FIBA over the summer, and there was a lot of expectations on him coming in. It doesn't look like he's a real third option.
The Lakers have always been high on Austin Reeves. Prior to this season, two seasons before. You know, he's been part of that rebuild of the youth process there, but no, it has not come to a fruition of where people find that it was worth it, but the season is still young. I think in the half point of the season, you're going to see a Lakers team trying to really push towards the end, and you know, we'll see how that goes.
We got about a minute and a half left, Scoop. Can you give me, if you had to put your fist down and stand on the table for a move that you want to see happen at the deadline, what would it be?
Washington may be disappointed. I'd like to see Kyle Kuzma in Dallas.
Oh! Scoop!
Yes?
I told you how emotional I would get about that move.
Sorry.
And that's the best. I do like it from Dallas' standpoint because I'm a huge Kyrie Irving fan. I think he's one of the most misunderstood athletes in the history of time. just a great human being, it seems like. Would that be the piece that gets them over the hump? Because I know a lot of people look at Luka. I think Luka is a top four player in the sport, but the winning hasn't been there for him in terms of the postseason. Have they reached the Western Conference Finals yet?
If the Mavs are looking to keep Luka, they're going to have to really at the deadline
make a move
and make a move. And I think Kyle Kuzma or Draymond Green is that.
Hopefully the deal that you said comes to fruition. I'd love to see Kuz and Gafford shipped, and maybe they ship Tyus with them too. Just give me back Derek Lively. I would be floored if that was the case. I appreciate you joining us as always, my friend. While we have a second, let the people know where they can catch you at.
Scoop B on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to Scoopy Radio Podcast and check out Scoopy Talks on Bovada every week.
Check him out, man. He's everywhere. The man, the myth, the legend, longtime NBA insider, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. Appreciate you giving us some time, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.